Blog Talk Radio.
Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world,
bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
The water from my hand, continues as you think I am. Just took myself towards your domain. You can't run it over again.
Down, down, down.
by a bunch of moths. I don't know where to turn the damn.
Hey,
go
Hey, you're real garbled there, Joseph. Fix it.
How's that?
Sounds like you're talking underwater.
How's that? Oh, you know what? Hold on. How's that?
That was better.
Okay.
Well, we're doing all right down here in Texas. We ain't had to start backstroking yet, but it's working on it. It's working on it. It's been raining. I was in muck today about balls deep, and I'm just sitting here right now trying to figure out what part of my body doesn't hurt.
All right. Virgil, how you doing, brother? I know he's on. So maybe he's
I'm right here. I'm right here. I just had to hit my phone with the mute button and everything. Oh, we're doing pretty good.
Y'all getting wet over there?
We got a little bit to settle the dust, but that's about it.
Yeah, it started raining here about 4:00. It's still raining.
Well, you see, if you were a good Christian man, you would run to your Dollar General store and buy a bunch of bars of Ivory soap and go down to El Paso and start throwing them so those people could take a shower.
If it's and buds for candies and nuts, it'd be Christmas time. No, I'm not. I'm sorry. I'm not doing anything for illegal aliens. Nothing at all. As a matter of fact, I pulled over the other day. I saw people broke down, pulled over, see what I could do for them. Walked over there. None of them spoke English, so I turned around, got back in my truck, and left them sitting on the side of the road, broke down.
Well, Jim Regis, he put it in.
You're all gargled up again, brother.
Yeah, you're all gargled up, man. What's the deal? What are you sticking in your mouth?
Because I'm moving again. How's that?
All right. That sounds better. We thought maybe you'd picked up Kamala Harris's habit or something, man. That's bad, bro.
I have no telling. Well, I was watching the news today, and apparently in New York now, when people in New York to house illegals in their residency and stuff, and I'm like, what the fuck? You know, it's like, you know, we said this a long time ago that the illegals are here to replace all of us, replace everybody. Well, the mayor, you know, now calls for residents of New York to house them. Come on.
Well, he is, you know, yeah, all that shit going on, but I'm telling you what, man, I've about had it. Please don't tell me there's any good people left in the FBI or the DOJ, because I'm going to call you a liar. Because it's not just the seventh floor stuff anymore. You've got regular, everyday field agents going out. Let me tell you something. If you defend yourself from an attack by a criminal, the criminal's going to walk free if he ain't dead, and you're going to be charged for defending yourself. It's happening all over the country. And it's nothing more than a corrupt DOG, sick DOJ. You see it, you hear about it. I heard about some new stories in New York. We had the young Army veteran when all the Antifa stuff was going on over here in Austin a couple years back. Antifa guy pulled a gun on him while he was in his car, and they had the street blocked, all right? Guy pointed an AK-47 at him. He came out of the car and shot the guy. They convicted him of manslaughter in Texas. Of course, that's Austin, Texas, which is turned into the asshole of Texas as far as liberalism goes. But, you know, You cannot defend yourself anymore in these big cities.
Oh, no.
You will be, you will be arrested and convicted. And
that's true. They just charged a million man up in New York for killing a guy because he was defending himself. Well, now he's facing for defending himself.
Joseph, I don't know what you're doing with your mic, but you're cutting out every other word.
Yeah, we didn't understand the word you said, bro.
Well, I'll call back in just a minute, but go ahead and take off.
I mean, you know, self-defense has become a crime, Virgil. And, there ain't nothing you can do about that. Now, if you happen to live in a rural community or something like that, you might catch a break. If you got a good sheriff, you might catch a break. But if you live in any of these larger cities or on the outskirts of them, where you fall into that county or parish as it is there in Louisiana, if you defend yourself, your family, your friends from an attack, and we're talking about these guys that wrap sheets longer than my pecker, all right? And, you know, and these people are being arrested, charged, and thrown in jail. I mean, what the hell? What the
hell is toxic masculinity supposed to do? Yeah, that's why I tell people to try to argue me down. You know, when I see these commercials with CCA, Conceal Carry America, and they want you to get all this legal insurance and everything else and la-di-da-di-da and all of this. And, you know, they try to tell you, okay, if you have to use your weapon and you shoot somebody, immediately call 911 and let them know you just shot somebody. Well, guess what? Guess what? You just confessed to a murder charge. Okay?
Yep.
You just confessed to a murder charge right then and there, and it's recorded. They've got your number. They've got everything. Remember this. If you have to use your weapon, whether it's in your home to defend your family and yourself or out on the street to defend your family or yourself, silence can never be misquoted. Never make any type of statement. Don't even call 911. Don't even call them. Not even if it's in your house. Don't even call them.
No, exactly, man. And any defense attorney worth his salt will tell you straight up, say nothing. Say nothing other than, I'm waiting for my attorney. Maybe say I was in fear of my life. I defended myself, and then shut the fuck up until you get your attorney.
Wow.
But no, Virgil's right. Do not call and just say, "Hey, I had to shoot an intruder and I killed him." Because you did. You just confessed to murder.
Yeah,
that's right. That is right. Joseph, I don't know what is going on with you, but you sound like you're talking through a piece of corrugated pipe.
Wow. Okay. How's that? Is that better?
A little bit.
Put the mic a little closer to your mouth or something, man. It's all garbling up. You're sounding like one of them. You sound like one of them aliens you're talking about.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay.
Yeah, but let me tell you that crime is getting completely out of hand. Here in Houston, Texas, the largest city in Texas. The Houston Police Department is as worthless as tits on a boar hog, ladies and gentlemen. They will not get their call 911 to prevent or get you protection from intruders, what HPD is going to be doing when they get there is investigate the crime. They're not going to get there in time to do anything.
Okay. Right, Joseph, turn that fan off.
How's that? Better?
Way better.
Way better. You know, it's getting to the point, it's gotten to the point of being ridiculous. And let me tell you something. This just broke here in Texas. The cartels run our southern border, okay? We don't have any control over that. Those troops and the Border Patrol is a dog and pony show, all right? They just had several Border Patrol agents under investigation. Now, they weren't all at the same port of entry. They had these Border Patrol agents scattered through every port of entry coming into Texas and Mexico. All right? Now, for each agent they had on the payroll, once a week, car or truck or whatever through there, they would call them, give them a description, the plate numbers or whatever. They knew when that guy was on duty, whatever like that, and he'd wave them through once a week. The agents involved in this did this four times a month. For that, they were paid $40,000 a month or $10,000 a wave through. All right? The cartel was paying these Border Patrol agents $500,000 a year each.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
He's telling the truth.
Human trafficking, whatever the case may be. Now, you know, before you go all fucking nuts and that kind of stuff, were the border patrol agents corrupt? I'm sure some of them were. But how many of them, they said, hey, you're going to do this for us and we're going to pay, and if you don't want to do it, you don't like our terms, we'll just kill your whole family before you kill you. All right? Is what's going on our southern border, ladies and gentlemen. It is, we have no control whatsoever of it. Our southern border is run by cartels. And I know Virgil travels through there with his truck driving some of those border towns and stuff, and I'm pretty sure you said pretty sketchy stuff down there to travel. I know I have going down there just doing soft recon.
Oh, it's terrible. It's terrible. It's terrible.
Well,
you have a conglomerate of teenage prostitution going on down there. Not only girls, but boys going on down there. And it is running rampant. It's running rampant, ladies and gentlemen. It does.
The border town. Now, I spent about, this is a few years back, I spent about 4 months down in Harlingen, Texas, which is right there on the border. It was a beautiful little town right there on the border. We did a topo on some irrigation. Pretty little town, good people. You can jump across the border and get you tacos and big real Coca-Cola for $2 American. Everybody lived in peace. Everybody got along. I just made a trip down there about a week ago. And that pretty little town called Harlingen, Texas has been turned into a third world shithole. But Georgia was prostitute. Everywhere, drugs flowing across it, streets lined with homeless illegals. Police has no control over anything. The cartels run that little town. They tell the cops what's going to happen and not happen. And, this is what's happening. Texas has been invaded. Everything south of San Antonio is pretty much lost, all right? And before you start going off on these little town police departments, you know, county sheriff's department, you've got to understand, these guys running around with semi-automatic weapons on their sides. Maybe if they're lucky, they got an AR-15 in the car. And they're running against people that are running up on the vehicle, 240 Bravo, AT-4s. They don't have a fucking fight stand.
Law rockets. Law rockets.
To help them. Huh?
Law rockets.
Oh, yeah. Well, AT-4, you know, that's fucking... I think they were step below the Stinger missiles. You know, you're talking surface-to-air missiles trapped across their backs.
Yep.
But do you know how far back you got to go? I mean, they stopped producing law rockets quite some time ago. These now, for those of you that don't know what a law rocket is, it's a throwaway, basically a throwaway bazooka. You pull a pin on each end, it stretches out, you got a black end, you got a green end. Point the green end where you're going to shoot. And make sure that nobody is behind you or, you know, you're going to be ended up putting barbecue sauce on them. These things here, when I saw, when they were having that shootout in the streets over that, the nephew of that cartel member, the police and everything, and they were videoing this thing, and they had one of them, he shot a picture in the back seat with his camera, and he had four Laws rockets on the back seat of that car.
Damn.
Now, these things will mess your world up. If you own a business end of them, trust me, I have shot a many of them, and they will mess you up. So,
yep.
I mean, these law enforcement officers, they are outmanned, they are outgunned, and they can't do anything about this. Okay, and the federal government, and you know. Well, yeah, of course they'll get in trouble, you know, especially if they handcuff one and try to bring him back across the border and he starts screaming, El Transgendo, you know, then they're really going to be in some shit.
Yep.
Okay.
Well,
and,
you know,
well, and it's not only here, Russell.
Go ahead, brother.
He should be called back here. Yeah.
But, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, you see, and the media doesn't cover any of this, ladies and gentlemen. None of them, okay? These guys are well armed. They run our southern border. They make billions of dollars a year from drugs to human trafficking, sex trafficking. The whole nine yards. You don't cross that border without the cartel's permission and you owing them. That's the way it works.
That's right.
And as Dirty was saying, our police departments, they're undermanned. Those few friggin' National Guardsmen we set there can't shoot. It's become a joke. And what people don't understand about these cartels is they just caught the ISIS trick. They were smuggling ISIS people in here. And these people are ruthless, ladies and gentlemen. Unless you've been in Iraq, Afghanistan, or have dealt with these cartels in South or Central America, you have no idea the savagery these people bring with them. And I tell you right now, if you can't be bought, you will be killed. And once you accept a payment from them, you belong to them, and there's no getting away from it other than ending up dead. Am I wrong, Bert?
Oh, no, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. But the problem is it's extending worldwide, Russell. And I'm going to tell you this. I heard this today. There was a teacher in England at an all-girls school, okay, got fired. And she got fired because she said, stood up in front of the class and said, all right, ladies, let's calm down. One of the students got offended by that because they were considered transgender and complained about it, and the school teacher got fired. This is how chicken shit, not only is this happening in America, but this is happening overseas in England. It's overseas. Yep. It's worldwide, ladies and gentlemen. It's worldwide. I mean, people, our government, our local governments, our state governments, and certainly a numerous majority in the federal government, they are all stuck on stupid, like you wouldn't believe.
Well, it's not just that, because I'm glad you brought that up, because I was going to bring it up on the next segment of the show. But, you know, all this, Virgil, I got into it today with a so-called Southern Baptist lady who was telling me I need to accept the rainbow flag because it doesn't mock God, this and that. And, oh, man, you talk about going off. I went off.
Let me tell you something about I'm an expert on Southern Baptist Christians.
Right.
My mother was a, God rest her soul, was a devout Southern Baptist Christian. I mean, she was so dedicated and so into it and so fanatical.
Lost him again. But, yeah, I mean, we went on all day today. She was arguing with me and everything. Like, look, lady, I go, you sound like a hypocrite. That's one of those Southern Baptist people. I'll go, I know what's going on. I see what's going on.
What you have to understand is these people, and the word they get, God's word has been so watered down and beat up that it's not even recognizable in most of these churches.
That's
the Bible comes straight out and says, for a man to lie with a man or a woman to lie with a woman is not a sin. God said it is an abomination. That's worse than a sin, okay? But these new age people, you know, God loves everybody and da-da-da-da-da. Yes, God loves you.
Mm-hmm.
God loves everybody. I have absolutely no doubt about that. But that don't mean he won't send your ass straight to hell, you know?
Exactly. Well, I said that same quote to that Southern Baptist lady, and I said this. I go, God loves sinners. I go, I'm a sinner. I was born a sinner and always will be a sinner. But he does not love the sin. He hates the sin that comes with it. I go, but that's between you and God.
Yeah.
Oh, she got ballistic on, you know.
Well, it's just you have these people. The worst thing you can ever do, trust me, I've had this experience several times, several hundred times. The worst thing you can do is tell a Southern Baptist Christian that they're wrong about something. Okay. If you want to be totally destroyed in your hometown, your reputation, then you prove that they are wrong. And boy, when you do that, son, you done really shot yourself in the foot. You done shot your foot off.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Because,
but, you know, the thing is, guys, is what Russ Virgil's trying to say too is that. So all this chaos, I got to head off to Uganda because Uganda passed a law that they will not tolerate that shit in their country. But all this chaos is to address the Antichrist. I mean, this is what all this distraction, all this chaos is for. It's to usher him in.
You know? Because here's an example, Russ. Here's an example where you know that saying, you know you're beautiful when you're angry? Well, my mother and I got into it, and after this argument, she was drop-dead gorgeous, okay? All right? Nowhere, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to get argued down, nowhere does the word Christianity come in to religion. That is a man-made word. God never used, or Jesus never used that word Christian. Okay?
Exactly.
That is a man-made word. Okay? The King James Bible was contracted by the King James himself, who was a tyrant, who was a slave trader, who was a murderer, to write the so-called Holy Bible. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But, get this. If you were not a person of prestige, a lord, or this, if you were a peasant, it was illegal for you to possess the Bible.
Yep.
Okay? And why was this? Because it's the same thing going on today with these schools. You dummy up everybody, then everybody who's dumb, stupid, and don't know how to read has to believe anything you tell them, and they're going to go by what anything you tell them because you have a bunch of trinkets and you have a bunch of money. And you see, that is what they're trying to do today. See, America, we fought a war to get away from a monarchy. Now we're becoming another monarchy. We're becoming a tyrannical monarchy. And that is exactly what's going on now. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter what you believe. Doesn't matter what you vote for. Doesn't matter what you say. Don't challenge us. Don't threaten us. Just do as we say, not as we do, and be good little minions and peasants. And that's what they want. And that's what they're getting day by day by day by day. It's like a cancer.
But, you know, guys, a lot of that falls directly on the shoulders of the church. All right? Back during the American Revolution, the church was stalwart of the revolution. You know, teaching God's word and our rights, liberty, life was bestowed upon us by God. We are not to be, you know, owned, that kind of stuff. And World War One, World War Two, you know, there wasn't none of this, you love your enemies. No, you defeat the evil. You go out there. Now, if you want to get right down to the nut cutting, there's a lot of shit that happened right after World War II that changed the course of world history forever. If they would have listened to Patton, the world would be a lot better place. But you had the Western Alliance, U.S. and Britain. They completely bowed down to Stalin, gave him what he wanted. But in the meantime, what the hell is that? In the meantime, you had all these vets coming back from World War II and had to be taken care of, the promises made, that kind of stuff. To make things easier, to make things work, it was 1946. If you can look and do a little research, you can find your grandmother's or great-grandmother's Bible and get a Bible from each generation since then and look at them. you can see there's been stuff completely removed. There's been stuff completely reworded. If you pick up a new version, King James Version of the Bible, and you got your grandma from 1935, you will absolutely go, what in the hell is going on here? Because they do not even resemble each other.
Oh, yeah. You know? Oh, yeah, Russell. You're exactly right. You know, it's changed from Jesus and the Disciple to JC and the Boys. Okay? Mm-hmm. And the supper was the last sit-down. Okay? And Judas ratted Jesus out, and well, Jesus got whacked. You know, I mean, you know, I mean, that's, I don't know if any Bible says that, but you get the idea of how, especially when it comes to these Jehovah's Witnesses, these people are experts at distorting the Bible. These people are guaranteed experts. Okay, number one, Russell, let me finish. Number one, if you call yourself a Christian, other than the Ten Commandments, the Old Testament has nothing to do, other than that, with the Christian faith. It is all null and void, okay?
Which is bullshit.
But,
I've had people tell me that, too. Yep.
But when it comes to these Jehovah's Witnesses or some of these religions, they'll bounce back and forth. Old Testament, New Testament, Old Testament, New Testament, Old Testament, New Testament. Guilt trip, brainwashing, everything else. I mean, it's...
Mm-hmm.
It's a trip. It's a trip when they come to the house. I mean, they don't even come to my house anymore. You know.
Same here. They quit coming to our house.
Well, you know, and I don't care what they say. The New Testament changed it. No, it did not. It did not. It did not change everything. Jesus. Disciples carried swords when they traveled because of highwaymen and that sort of thing. Jesus called out the church as Pharisees that ran them. And you've got more of that today than you can shake your stick at. Book of Exodus, if a man comes in to rob you or do you harm, you can kill him. And it is not a blood sin. But the catch to that is, if you let him come in there and he robbed you and raped your wife and daughter and carries off everything you got, and then you set out to go after him, now then it's revenge, all right? And that'll get you in the cooker, all right? You need to be aware of these things. And that's why you need to be able to defend yourself at your home when it happens. It's not like, well, I'm going to go out and buy me a gun. Now the police didn't do nothing to protect me. I'm going to go out and buy me a gun and get these some bitches, you know? No. Revenge, mine, said the Lord, all right? But it is perfectly legitimate and not a blood sin if that man comes through the door to do those things and you drop his door. But they don't teach that anymore.
Right. Well, nowadays you get a list of that.
If a man goes to attack you on the street and you defend yourself and you take his life, that is not a blood sin. Now, if you go after him after the fact, then it is. Okay? So that's what it's doing. And that's why they hate the Second Amendment so much. And that's why you have these states, I hate to say it, but it's happening right here in Texas, too.
Yep.
You hear about it all the time. That young Marine Penny on the subway in New York, this guy was a thug threatening people. He took him down. I don't think he meant to kill him, but you know what? He was defending himself and the other past innocent
passengers on that bus. That young soap veteran here in Texas ran up on the pizza deal, and they had the street block and stuff. And that bad pizza guy pointed the AK-47 at him, right? If somebody points a weapon at me, I'm going to drop them. They better get the drop on me and shoot immediately. They better not talk me to the eye.
As an old saying, ladies and gentlemen, if you're stupid enough to pull a gun on another person, you better be smart enough to pull that fucking trigger.
Yep. And you know what? They convicted in Austin, Texas, which is, you know, the fucking asshole of Texas as far as liberalism goes. They convicted him of manslaughter, sent him to prison, and shot with that as well. We're going to work on a pardon for him. That was wrong or whatever, you know, and that was fucking 2 months ago, and that kid still sitting in a prison cell for defending himself. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's what the government is telling you. You know, if somebody comes to attack you, let them kill you. Don't shoot him, you know, because, you know, he might have a rap sheet, but 9 feet long.
You're breaking up a little there, Russell.
You're going to be a poor, mistreated minority or whatever, and you're just an evil hater, white supremacist, you know?
It's ridiculous. Oh, yes. We just had a Devon Springs police officer was clinging, fighting for his life. Well, he lost the fight. Guy's in jail, so they're trying to figure out what to do with him. You know, they're trying every angle they can to say that the white police officer did something to provoke it, and any little thing they can use to gain a technicality in these cases. And I mean, it's the justice system. The last time justice was applied in Louisiana, and it was justifiably ruled as justifiable, was the day that Gary Ploche shot Jeff Doucette through his goddamn head with a .38 snub-nosed revolver in the Baton Rouge airport for kidnapping and molesting his son.
And let me tell you something else, ladies and gentlemen. One of the cities with the strictest gun laws in the United States, yes, sir, we're talking about that sewer called Chicago, Illinois, right? This weekend alone, 36 people wounded, 13 people killed. That's that gun control for you, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Law-abiding citizens, you know, I mean, it's got to the point to where they made it to where you can't be a law-abiding citizen anymore because you're going to end up dead. But
go ahead.
36 wounded, 13 dead in a 48-hour period in Chicago, Illinois.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
There's combat zones that don't take that kind of casualties to death. All right?
But the Fraternal Order of Police Chiefs in the state of Louisiana is coming out against non-permit concealed carry. Okay? They have completely come out against this, saying that it's going to put officers' lives in danger. That's their reason. That's their sole reason. FYI, ladies and gentlemen, the majority of police officers they're shot by criminals. These criminals usually are carrying a concealed weapon without a permit. They're usually carrying a stolen firearm or an illegally obtained firearm by a convicted felon.
Oh,
all right.
And just to make a point, ladies and gentlemen,
if I'm blowing our horn here a little bit at the show, so be it. Ukraine started its spring offensive against the Russian army. All right. Now, all right, before I get to these numbers, you've got to listen to this, all right? The news outlets over there covering them has asked the Ukrainian army to take the swastikas off their uniforms so they don't get bad publicity. We told you that the Ukrainian army was nothing more than Nazi. It's well fact. It's been published for years before any of this started. They're the ones doing a lot of this stuff to their own citizens and blame it on the Russians. Just like we said. But, back to my point. All right, they started their spring offensive. They're going to take it to the Russians, da-da-da, like that. Well, if one day they had, I think it was one way or the other, it was either 11 tanks and 13 armored personnel carriers, or maybe it was the other way around. Maybe it was 13 tanks and or vice versa, what I said. There's one way or the other. And 300 Ukrainian soldiers killed. The Russians absolutely mopped up the floor with them. Zelensky asking for another $5 billion. Today, Hong Kong Strait there, you had a China warship and an American battleship. China warship passed within 150 yards of them, in front of them to cut them off. You're having a little run in the air over Hong Kong. Ladies and gentlemen, this is just completely ridiculous. Our enemies have absolutely no respect for us whatsoever. Of course, and then you had the Dr. crime family such as today, bribery and that kind of stuff. And, of course, the FBI came out and said, well, there's really not enough here for an investigation. So, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden, the tape is still on the internet of him talking about how he withheld funding from the Ukraine government when he was vice president until they had stopped the investigation. Ladies and gentlemen, we are so fucked right now that anybody out of this whatsoever anymore. The American people are asleep at the wheel, and I don't know how this isn't going to fall down around their heads, Bert.
Well, they scrambled 6 F-16 fighter jets after a Cessna today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they did. I saw that. They did yesterday, too, didn't they? They shot down a plane yesterday.
They didn't shoot it down. The Cessna, the pilot, evidently didn't know what he was doing or passed out or whatever. Everybody passed out, but he went above 10,000 feet with that Cessna, and unless you got oxygen on those aircraft, you know, the non-pressurized aircraft, you can pass out. So that's basically what they're determining that happened, is that the plane exceeded 10,000 feet, and it was a man, his wife, and his infant child that got killed in the crash. But he got too close to secure airspace in Washington, and they subsonic six F-16 jets and scared the living shit out of everybody with sonic booms because they thought Washington was under attack. So quite a few people had a shove a needle up my ass with a jackhammer contest.
This just goes to show,
you know, the sophisticated radar systems we got and everything. They knew this plane. They knew this plane was a prop wash, and it was flying slow. They can tell by the speed that it moves on the radar and everything else. But you can tell how much of a panic that these people are in. You can tell. Mm-hmm. And when you get panicky people with sophisticated weapons, just like in the South China Sea, on these destroyers and these aircraft and everything, you're going to have somebody that's trigger happy, or you're going to have somebody scared shitless, and they're going to shoot first. That's all it takes. All it's going to take, bringing up through Ukraine. We're sending all this weaponry over there, all of this sophisticated weaponry over there. All right, they already have Ukrainian militiamen crossing across the border into Russia, attacking these towns and everything else. If one piece of NATO or United States equipment crosses over that border into the Soviet Union, you can bet your ass as sure as the day you are born, World War III is going to start.
And ladies,
that is all the excuse that they need.
And I'm going to say this again, ladies and gentlemen, and y'all can throw all the slack at me you want, because personally I do not care, because truth is truth and fact is fact. When you put multiple bioweapon labs in a country, all right, which all that shit illegal by the Geneva Convention and the U.S. and everything else, and you overthrow a government, you put your person in there, and you try to lean on a country.
Cut now, Russell.
You start leaning on a country like Russia, ran by Putin, and don't get me wrong, Putin's a son of a bitch. He's a real son of a bitch, KGB, and not somebody you'd want to fuck with because he ain't going to play fair. I am not a fan of Putin, but when you're right, you're right. And NATO and the U.S. are the bad guys in this whole thing. And when the truth finally comes out, if it doesn't all get nuked into fucking dust, the world will finally see we stepped on our dicks, we got caught, and everything that's going on right now in Ukraine is an attempt to cover up the corruption of the United States government, period.
Yep.
And I don't think
and these guys are in such panic, and they're in such panic and so scared to get... You know, like Virgil was saying, they're junkies, and they're dangerous, and they're scared.
There is nothing on the face of the earth, nothing more dangerous or unpredictable than an idiot with a cause. And that's what you've got running around now. You've got them running around with these sophisticated weapons, these self-propelled guns, these Abrams tanks, these Leopard tanks, which are very sophisticated weapons. And then you have the Chinese, they're producing these T-99 tanks, which are basically, from what I'm gathering, are the Cadillac of armored vehicles. They are the Cadillac, state-of-the-art technology smart weapons. Okay? And if they go pouring across the border, if Putin writes the check and starts having these things brought in on the rail cars, Ukraine is in serious trouble. Right now, he's using his tanker toys. just like Saddam Hussein, he used the conscripts and everything else. He didn't use the Republican Guard. He put all the expendables on the front line first. All right, Putin has got crack troops, and one of those crack units is called Spetsnaz. These guys will eat cornflakes out of their mama's skull. These are some ruthless son of a bitches.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to escalate. It's going to fester like a ball on the world's ass. And when it pops, it ain't going to be nothing nice. And we're going to all be lucky if we make it through it alive.
And as I said earlier, ladies and gentlemen, the Ukraine's big spring offensive that they've been bragging about and talking about, they got their asses handed to them on a platter today by Russian second season, okay? I don't know any other way to put it that's understandable to y'all. But that's it, man. And now Zelensky's crying, and we need another $55 billion. We need F-16s. And the dumbest thing that we could ever do was put F-16 in the hands of Ukraine.
Okay.
I guarantee you within 24 hours, you're going to see the start of World War III.
That is correct. Yep. Okay, not, it was justifiable when we did it in the past, okay? When we sent the F-4 Phantoms to Israel, okay, when we sold them and gave them those F-4 Phantoms, okay, the Islamic and Arab world was pissed at the United States. Terrorism went off the chart. The United States, all it did was paint a big target on the United States for the Islamic world. Okay? Mm-hmm. And we have a bad problem in this country of sticking our nose where it does not belong. We have enough problems here at home. Here at home, ladies and gentlemen, okay? These people have been fighting for hundreds of years, in some cases thousands of years. They're unspooled, okay? World War I was started by one shot, okay? With the assassination of the Archduke Ferdinand. In Yugoslavia, of all places. And it escalated. And millions of people died. They not only died of gunfire and mustard gas and this, that. They died of disease. Dysentery. Unsanitary surgical practice. Gangrene. I don't know if you've ever seen or heard of anybody dying of gangrene poisoning, but it is not a very pretty sight. It is not a pretty sight at all. And, I mean, you don't understand. You're sitting there and you're comfortable in your recliners and you're watching, Vizio or Tubi or HBO or Netflix and whatever, and you're not worried about this, but when you see it in your come to your town, when you hear those civil defense sirens go off that haven't gone off for years, and you're wondering and you're swapping your thumb from your mouth to your ass, then you're going to want to get involved, but then it's going to be too late.
Yep.
Well,
it's already too late now.
These people are tanking our economy. They're trying to save they can't even save the economy here in the United States. How are they going to save the world's economy? You got banks folded. interest rates going up. You know, and what are they worried about? What are they worried about? Oh, the loud pipes on somebody's truck, the diesel fumes coming out of an 18-wheeler. They want you to go electric.
Or transgender.
That's going to save.
Are they worried about men in dresses?
You know, men in dresses. A picture on a picture of a transgender boy on a beer can, black woman on a bottle of syrup. Black guy on a box of rice. Old guy on a container of oatmeal. An Indian woman on a stick of fucking butter.
Yep.
Okay. But you're not worried about sending your kids to school one day and having them come home and glow in the fucking dark. I mean, people, quit being fucking distracted by all this bullshit. Watch what's going on around you.
Yep.
All right, guys. Well, anyway, my day starts at 02 in the morning, so I'm going to bug out on y'all. Love you guys, man. Be safe. And good night, America.
02 in the morning. Where the fuck you got to drive to?
I got to head down towards the border for a little day, maybe day and a half job.
Uh-oh.
Okay, well, in case you catch one coming across that at the cartel smuggling cross, bring me back one of them 17-year-old Chinese girls.
we'll come back on here tomorrow. But I tell you, you know, all we can do, Virgil, you know, guys, all we can do is give the warnings and what we've been doing for the past 18 years. You know, it's up to them what they want to do. You know,
we're all nuts. We don't know what we're talking about. We don't know what we're talking about. We're unhealthy paranoids and this, that, and the other. And I'm just ready to just say, okay, you do what you think is best. I'm getting ready to be like Hondo, John Wayne and Hondo. Mm-hmm. You know, I tried to tell you, but you do what you think is best. Mm-hmm. You know. And just like Mama told you, if you break your leg, don't come running to me.
Right. Well, I'm at the point where I'm just waiting, wishing it already start already, you know, get it over with. That's where I'm at. So,
I've seen it once, and I don't care to see it again.
Right.
I've seen my Civil War once. I don't care to see it again because it is not nothing like you see in the movies, ladies and gentlemen. It's not.
Right.
It is not.
Yeah, we're getting off the coast, brother. We're off the coast too. You know, it's just a matter of time, you know, and everything. So, well, we'll go ahead and close off. We'll come back tomorrow. Do you want to do a show tomorrow? Or?
Yeah, we can do a show tomorrow. I'll let you know.
All right.
Just remember before you start the show, Joseph. Just remember before you start the show, turn that goddamn fan off.
Yep, you know, I'll do that. But anyway, we'll go ahead and sign off. And Duck, Northwest Media, thank you for coming on to the chat room. Big shout out to you in there. And I tell you, you know, just keep your eyes open and keep your, you know, just keep watching. That's all we can tell you. But anyway,
oh, by the way, Joseph, I caught a profile shot of Marjorie Taylor Greene. Okay.
Uh-huh.
That woman got a nice ass.
You ought to see her in person.
she got a nice ass. She got a nice ass. I can see why AOC is just jealous of her. I think her ass looked better than AOC.
Well, she's actually not. Oh, like you say, she's actually pretty short girl.
No. If you take 2 inches off the bottom of her feet, scrape the bottom of her feet real good, she could qualify as a midget. And she'd make a good midget stripper.
Well, she comes up to my chest, and I'm 5'9", so, you know, just to show you, you know, I met Marjorie, and I actually got drunk with her too on the inside.
Well.
But, you know, I don't know. Marjorie kind of I don't know. Kind of wondering what's going on with her. She kind of keeps doing a 180 every now and then on certain things.
Well, I mean, it's just, I don't know, McCarthy. I don't know what McCarthy's got on her, but, you know, them committees ain't that important. Them committees
ain't
worth selling out for.
That's right, you know. But Marjorie, believe it or not, she was actually a very good person when I didn't know what Marjorie was.
Well,
I didn't know.
Well, you could put the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, okay, all boys choir,
mm-hmm.
in a town, and if there
mm-hmm.
is one whorehouse in that town, they're going to find it.
Yeah.
They're going to find
it. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Okay.
But anyway,
Washington is like a drug. Power is like a drug. And it's very addictive.
Once you get it. Yep. That's true, too. But people change, you know. So, but anyway, we'll go ahead and come on tomorrow and see what happens, you know, and see what kind of... Oh, before we go off, I was going to say, did you hear what Boy Alcock said yesterday?
Do what? No.
Did you hear what Morlock, he said, quote, and I'm going to quote him on this. He said, Christians are now a threat to the United States of America and need to be abolished.
Uh-huh.
Unquote.
Okay.
So there you go. But anyway, we'll go ahead and close. See you all tomorrow. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Good night, Chesty, wherever you are.